This is Dr. Max D. Younce, pastor of the Heritage Baptist Bible Church of Walnut Grove, Minnesota. This is our Bible class, and we are glad that you could join with us today. We hope that you will get your Bible out and be ready to follow along. We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you. It is so good to have you join with us again at the same time each week, and we do count it our privilege to have you follow along in our Bible studies, and it's a privilege to have you do that. We thank you for the response that we've gotten over the messages here concerning Martin Luther, a false teacher, and one who has perverted the scriptures, has chopped little pieces out of verses in order to fit his philosophy, to pawn it off onto his people, those that will follow him and believe what he says over the Bible. We've covered many of those things, but I thought we'd take one more on Mr. Luther and show you again the trickery of this man. And most of us, I think, regardless of what religion, acknowledge the fact that there are Ten Commandments. And that's very interesting, and there are. Literally, as far as the Ten Commandments embodiment of what God wants us to do. Although, literally, there are 700 and about 20. One rabbi told me that in that vicinity, about 720 laws, and these laws are in three different sections. There is the moral law, and that is mainly in the Ten Commandments. Then we have the ceremonial law, all of the religious activities and so forth, and the mercy seat and so forth, and the offering of the blood sacrifices. Those are the ceremonial laws, with the blood always pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ, the sacrificial lamb and so forth. And then you had the civil laws. That was to govern the civil life of those, or the Israelites, and the Ten Commandments were given to the nation of Israel. But now this is very interesting, because when we check what Martin Luther did, he was very sneaky, he was very divisive, and he was very dishonest and in concerning the Ten Commandments. And you say, oh, my Pastor Younce, you went off of the deep end again. Well, my friend, if you're a Lutheran, you're already off on the deep end, because you have believed this man, and we want to show this to you. And we'd like for you to look it up, because really your God is Martin Luther, and the Bible is your catechism, not the Word of God. And, you'll use it periodically, and you'll use it to teach little stories and so forth, but your God really is the catechism, the large and small catechism. Now, I want to read you the Ten Commandments that are found in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, and also they are repeated in the book of Deuteronomy. The book of Deuteronomy means the giving of the law the second time. And we find out that in Deuteronomy, chapter 5, and verse 6 to 21, we have in the exact same order now the Ten Commandments. So I would like to read them to you, and we'll start here with Exodus chapter 20, because Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verses 6 to 21 have exactly the same order and practically the same wording as Exodus chapter 20. So let me begin. Now, just before I begin, I want to give you, out of Luther's small catechism, first of all, setting you up to brainwash you that the second commandment is not there. In other words, let me read you what he says, and if you have a small catechism, I'll save you the trouble of looking it up, and you can go to page 44. Excuse me. On page 44, you'll find out a little note at the top under the Ten Commandments. Now, Luther's preparing you now for his evading the second commandment. He's getting you all set up here now, just like he does for water baptism, to tell you that it washes away your sins, it frees you from the devil, it makes you a child of God, and you get the Holy Spirit when your preacher sprinkles a few drops of water on your head. It gives you eternal life. And that's amazing. But the Bible says the blood does that, not the water, Mr. Luther. But here we have, and let's see how Mr. Luther sets you up. So those of you that have the small catechism, you're going to look at this. You're not going to look at your Bible, of course. But you're going to look at this, and let me read you what Mr. Luther says. He says, the Lord gave the Ten Commandments, but he did not say which is the first, the second, the third, and etc. Not all churches use the same order in numbering the commandments. Well, Mr. Luther, I don't know any churches that don't use the same order, unless they want to pervert them. I mean, you come over and you say that he did not say which is the first, the second, and the third. But when I go to your large catechism, Mr. Luther, on page 6, I find out that you did number them, Mr. Luther. And you put the first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. Well, why did you put it number 1, Mr. Luther? But that's exactly what the Bible says in Exodus chapter 20. Now, I want to read you, and we come to number 1, okay? Now, God didn't say, Mr. Luther, I'm going to put, this is number 1 with a period, and then there. But when I give them to you, the first one I give to you would be number 1, wouldn't it? Of course. But now you're going to excuse that, and some churches don't number them that way. And that's going to give you a cop-out, Mr. Luther, to all of those that are silly enough to follow your philosophy, sir, when you extract the second commandment, and you don't even put it in. And then you go at the end of the commandments that you're going to expound upon, you take the 10th commandment, sir, and divide it in 2, so that it leads your believers to believe that there are 10 commandments, but they have no idea that you left the second one out, sir. Now, that's very interesting. Now, let's go here, and I want to read you, and when God puts the first commandment first, he didn't put a number 1 with a period, Mr. Luther. So that leaves it so that you can do with it what you want to do. But let's read, and we'll begin in Exodus chapter 20 here, and in verse 1. And God spake all of these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's the first one he gives. So we'd have to say it's number 1, wouldn't we? Then number 2, we find out the next. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God. I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Then he goes on to the next one. But, Mr. Luther, you left. Now, in verse 3 of Exodus chapter 20, thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's the first commandment that he gives, sir. And the second commandment is the very next one in verse 4, 5, and 6. It talks about the graven images and making idols and so forth, just like they used to do in Ephesus with the goddess Diana. And that's what they did. But now we find out also that you've just left verses 4, 5, and 6 completely out, Mr. Luther, because in your large catechism, when you number them, you number the first commandment, ye shall have no other gods before me. And then you put the second commandment, Mr. Luther, as ye shall not take the name of God in vain. Now, we don't get to that one, sir. That's really the third.